ML Nation, episode 271.
Say less, but say that less to more people and you know, become a magnet. Become a magnet.
If you want to be successful, you just have to copy what MLM leaders do. Welcome to MLM Nation, presented by your host, Simon Chas. Where you'll learn strategies, secrets, and inspiring stories from today's top MLM income earners.
ML Nation, do you want 2017 to be your best year ever? Then you must attend my training event, No BS, No Hype. You can attend either the one in Los Angeles on January 27th, 28th, 29th, or the one in Australia on the Gold Coast on June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd. These are three-day events that feature not only me, but you'll also learn from seven-figure and multiple six-figure earners. And right now, you can save up to $400 with the early bird price. Just go to mlnation.net/events. Again, that's mlnation.net/events. MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan, and let me ask you, what's your purpose and vision? My purpose in doing what I do is to have a positive impact as many lives as possible. And that's why I started ML Nation. You know, I'm loud and proud to be a network marketing professional because, number one, network marketing allows us to fulfill our unlimited potential. Number two, network marketing allows us to give back more. And number three, network marketing allows us to be better parents because we're always leading by example. And our mission at ML Nation is to empower 10,000 distributors to achieve a full-time income. You know, you must have a clear purpose and vision. Otherwise, you're never going to do the uncomfortable things that are necessary for success to happen. And that's why your purpose and vision is so important. And here's today's review of the day. It comes from none other than one of our superstar leaders who've been on our show, Michelle Burns. Says, I absolutely love these interviews. Great leaders and great info. Simon has had an incredible and authentic way of bringing the best information out of people. Thank you, Michelle, and thank you also for giving up your valuable time to share on ML Nation. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you check out her episode, check out her show, Michelle Barnes. And ML Nation, if this show has helped you in any way, please take a minute to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Share our show, let people know all about it. Not only inspires us, we spend a lot of time putting out each episode, like 5-6 of us right here. And so not only does it fire us up, but it also helps, more important than the entire MLM community, find us. So please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. All right, MLM Nation, excited? Me too. Let's go to today's show. ML Nation, this is Simon Chan. I am super, super fired up to bring our special guest today, someone that took me over almost 2 years to get, a multiple seven-figure earner, Shane Moran. Shane, are you ready to make it happen?
I'm ready to roll. I'm fired up, Simon. Thanks very much for inviting me and for your persistence in getting a hold of me.
Yes, it was definitely persistent, but this is so, so worth it. Shane Moran is a network marketing leader with an organization of over 1 million people in over 50 countries. An avid student of Napoleon Hill since his teens, Shane developed early on a passion for personal development, inspiring teams to higher performance. Originally based out in Canada, Shane built several network marketing organizations in the 90s and then took a break from the business to become a speaker and consultant. And then in 2008, after trying a product he really liked, Shane became the co-founder and master distributor for a brand new company. And since then, he's a multiple seven-figure earner and broken numerous of direct selling records. So without further ado, Shane Moran, I give ML Nation a brief intro, but please share more about your background, how you came across network marketing.
All right. Well, first of all, thanks so much, Simon, for inviting me on, but more importantly for what you're doing for the whole network marketing industry. It's awesome. And I really appreciate, and I'm sure I'm speaking, on behalf of many, many, many thousands and tens and hopefully millions of people to thank you, so much. But my background is really simple. When I was growing up, I thought I was going to be a professional hockey player in Canada, played at a very, very high level and, was the number one round draft pick, second pick overall. And so that's where I thought my career was going, but, unfortunately, I was injured playing hockey, and I started my career in the printing and publishing industry at 19 years old, started working, and at 19 years old, this is where my story really indirectly in network marketing really starts. when I was working as a printing coordinator for a major printing company in Ottawa, someone handed me a copy of the book Think and Grow Rich, and that totally changed my life in a direction that was amazing. The bottom line is at the age of 19, I started. 6 years later, I became the youngest vice president in the history of a major printing company, and all of my representatives could have been my parents at that time. I had the least amount of experience, but I had strategies and principles that I was following, and that really, really helped grow companies. Then I got positively addicted to reading and learning about success. And that's what led me into the network marketing arena, because that's, you know, the passion. Was printing and publishing my passion? Yeah, it was. But helping people, really, I got addicted like so many other people. And that was the key that led me into this amazing, amazing field of network marketing, which I think gets into the blood. If anyone's listening to this call right now, you know network marketing is in your blood, and that's the. And I know, Simon, I can tell on all of your audios and all of your enthusiasm, it's in your blood. So that's what happened to me. So I started off learning like everyone else. I really didn't know much about the industry. What I liked about the concept of network marketing the most was the toll booth mentality. I in my mind saw, you know, starting a business where I could. I just wanted to have a toll booth. You know, like where the cars go by and you hear a little beep and someone gets money. So every time someone went through that toll booth, and so I looked at all kinds of different businesses, but network marketing was the only business that I saw that didn't require a lot of money and that I could create and develop and help, you know, develop this toll booth kind of strategy. So that's really how I got started. Like everyone else and probably like yourself, when I got started, I failed. I failed, had numerous amount of failures until I started stumbling onto small strategies that worked, and then I discovered some of the secrets that have caused some enormous growth in this industry.
How were you approached? Because you're successful, you're a VP at a company, and mm-hmm. How did the person approach you?
It was actually when I left the printing and publishing industry, I went to work with someone you might have heard of. His name is Anthony Robbins. Mm. And so I became Canada's second certified facilitator at Anthony Robbins. And it was through my work with Robbins, and then I started meeting people like Jim Rohn and Brian Tracy and Mark Victor Hansen. I started promoting their seminars. That's how I got into the seminar business. And it was Jim Rohn that actually said, Shane, you got to try, you know, you got to get into network marketing. And I said, no. You know, I was like everyone else. Probably 95% of the population out there thinks network marketing is about sales or is about knocking on doors and talking to people you don't know and things like that. But he said, no, there's a new company starting and their product is personal development. And that's what caught my attention. So my first introduction to network marketing, because I didn't see myself, you know, I knew of the different companies, some of the billion-dollar giants, and I saw some of the success, but I couldn't see myself really getting enthusiastic about some of the products that I saw out there until Jim Rohn introduced me to a company whose product was personal development. I was really, like I said, positively addicted to personal development. So that's how I got started with a product that I really, really, really loved. And that's how I started learning about how to put teams together and how to develop teams and how to start generating a little bit of income in the network marketing industry.
So what were some of the mistakes you've made before it really started working for you?
Great question. I can't stop laughing because it's the same mistakes that I see everyone else making. I talked too much in the beginning. I talked too much and I learned to say less to more people. You know, to say less, it's almost, and what really helped me, Simon, was the analogy of the potato chip, you know, the bag of potato chips. I know there's a commercial in the US and Canada, and it says that, I think it's for Lay's or something like that, and they say, you can't just have one. And you know, like when you have one of those potato chips, they're so good, you've gotta have another, and you've gotta have another, and you've gotta have another. So that concept of just giving the person one potato chip, they'll come back. Don't have to worry about it. Just give them one instead of taking the whole bag and smashing it in their face or something. So that, I guess that's the amateur move that I would just want to dump everything that I ever learned about the industry in, you know, in 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours or as long as the person would listen. that's a mistake. So the biggest mistake that I made was I talked too much and so now what I learned, say less, but say that less to more people and you know, become a magnet.
I love that, the potato chip. Yeah, you give them one, they'll keep coming back. But you force them to eat a whole bag, they'll get sick, they don't want any more, right?
There you go.
Hey, so exactly. What was the aha moment for you, where things, you start sponsoring and then your business really took off? Your aha moment, was it a light bulb moment? Was it an event or a mentor said something to you?
Yeah, now you're asking me a million-dollar question, Simon. There you go again, asking those million-dollar questions, yeah? This is one for me. Aha moment for me was when my mentor said to me, have you ever noticed, Shane? Have you ever noticed he or she who holds the marker is making the money? And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, all of the events that that you go to events and he or she who holds the marker is making the money. And what he was saying was he or she who's doing the presentation at the front of the room, normally, if they're in the front of the room doing the presentation in that room, they're the ones that are making the money. And I said, I got it. I said, this is amazing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to practice my presentation. And so I started practicing. And he went back to his city. And about 6 months later, I met him again. And I just wanted to hug him. And I almost wanted to kiss him, but I didn't go there. But here's the thing. Why? Because in 6 months, I was able to go from making a very small amount of income to making a full-time income where I could actually live on my network marketing earnings. And what did I do? I would go to anybody, everybody, my friends and family. I said, I just want to practice. I'm not trying to sell or convince you. I just want to practice. And guess what started happening, Simon? I started practicing my presentation. And at the end of the presentation, people would sign up. They'd want to sign up. And I say, what? Yeah, I'd like to sign up. This sounds great. And I would almost start to try and talk them out of it because I was so surprised. And so he or she who holds the marker makes the money. What that means is that he or she. So if you're out there wanting to make a little bit more income, practice your presentation. Get good at doing something. And the best thing you can get good at in this industry is practice your presentation. Keep it simple and practice your presentation. When I saw him 6 months later, he asked me the question. So I was so fired up that I was actually making income. He says, well, let me ask you another question. This is 6 months later. He says, you're making money? I said, yeah. He goes, well, do you want to make money or do you want to develop wealth? Do you want to create wealth? And I said, well, I like to create wealth. Tell me how. He goes, well, he or she who teaches the most amount of people to hold the marker makes the wealth, you know, creates wealth. And so now, you know, it's a different level. But here's a big warning for everyone maybe listening. You can't teach people how to hold the marker if you're not doing it. If you don't become an expert, if you don't do it over and over and over and over, you're not going to become a very good teacher teaching. So what I recommend is that whatever your presentation, whatever company, get good at doing your presentation, master that and just practice with your dog and your cat, practice in the mirror, practice with your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, practice with your friends, practice your presentation until it becomes just like breathing.
That is so good. I love that. Whoever holds the marker and the difference between making money and making wealth. Hey, so the next question is my favorite question because you're obviously very successful, but success comes from your toughest times. And you've been in the profession for 20 plus years, even maybe more than that. I don't want to make you sound old here. But and you've been a lot of big organizations from the 90s, okay? So out of all these, what is the worst moment in network marketing that, you know, most people have quit, but you hung in there, and that's why you are where you are today.
Well, to tell you the truth, the worst possible is when there's something totally out of your control. So, for example, and I'm sure some of your listeners have gone through this, where the company has failed or where the company couldn't provide the services that they said they were going to provide, and you've got responsibilities. As you're growing a business, you're the bus driver. You know, as you start your network marketing career, you are driving the bus and you've got some of your family on the bus. You've got your friends. You've got some new friends. You've got some very, very big responsibilities. So for me, some of the toughest times, were when by law or by laws changing, the company could no longer provide the services, could no longer, provide the products that they promised. And so, a collapse of an entire organization is a tough time where you got to really do some soul searching and so on. So these are some of the tough times. And so in what made me hang in was what I said earlier on, is that this network marketing and growing people and building, developing leadership really gets in your blood. And so not all opportunities are equal. There's many, many companies out there. There's many bad companies, but there's a lot of great companies. There's a lot of amazing companies, but you just want to make sure, so for me, that was the most difficult time, is when the whole organization collapsed, you know.
What made you, and I know you took a break from the business, from the profession as a distributor. Why did you take that break?
Yeah, I took the break because I came back to square one, where three strikes, basically, with work. It's network marketing, and I don't mind working, but I felt that three separate times in the industry that either the company failed to provide the services, or they made such drastic changes to what they were doing that I could no longer continue. So I took a break from the whole industry, saying there's surely, you know, there's something that will sustain the test of time. And that's really, that's really what got me back in to the industry. As I said, what if I had an input? What if I had some input, you know, into the direction and so on?
Got it. How have you seen the profession change since for the record, how long, when did you get started? At what year?
94, I think it was my first test.
First test, okay. So that's like 20 plus years. So how have you seen the profession change in terms of public perception of it? Has it changed, or is it pretty much the same?
I don't think it. What really shocks me, Simon, is that even though we have the internet, so few people really understand the industry of direct sales. People really understand the power of leverage and the power of network marketing and the potential. I mean, I can't, you know, so even today, and even with the internet, it really shocks me as I travel around the world now in more than 50 countries. And every time I enter a new country, I look around and I'm guessing maybe not even 1 in 10,000 has ever heard of the industry, or maybe they've heard of it, but they really don't have an understanding. And that's why I think what you're doing here with your messages and interviews and really getting the word out is really doing some, you know, good, out there. And I know that there's not just Canada, US here. Your audience is also reaching parts all over the world. So what I find has not changed is the lack of real solid information about this beautiful industry called direct sales. What I find has changed is the speed of information. We could really use some of this technology to really increase the speed of the learning. Once the person says, okay, I want to learn. Now there's a plethora of information that people can, you know, a lot of good information who really want to learn, who really want to study the industry, have easier access than they did, let's say, 10 or 15 years ago.
Do you see people more open to network marketing than before?
Well, great question. I'll tell you what, I see now, while you're making this recording right now, live, that there's never been a better opportunity in history than right here, right now. There's some tough times coming, whether you live in Canada, US, or whether you live in Thailand or Malaysia or Mexico or Colombia or Australia, New Zealand, doesn't matter, or Europe, tough times are coming. And this is when we really shine. People are praying every morning. They wake up, and just this morning, millions and millions and millions of people woke up this morning, not last week or 6 weeks ago or a month ago, but just this morning, praying for an opportunity, you know, praying for an opportunity to provide maybe a better education for their children, or maybe able to send them to a private school, or praying for a way that they can generate extra income to provide better for their family. And here we come along in this industry, and for such a small amount of money, people get started and grow as big as they want with no limits.
So I know you're in Italy right now. You're originally from Toronto, and you're in Italy right now. You travel. You guys have a presence in Africa. Where's network marketing growing really quickly now? I've heard stories about Africa, Middle East, and, you know, third world countries really developing. Let the people in North America and also established countries like Australia know what's happening.
Yeah, always in the USA is a good day for network marketing. Okay, that let's establish that. I think in our case, the USA is number one, and so few people have even in the USA really understand the network marketing. What I see the trend is Latin America is really on fire in the Latin American countries. What I see is Europe is also catching on, but they're so diverse in terms of the strategies are similar. But the languages, like in the US, you can drive for 5 or 6 days and you can still be in the same language. In Europe, you can drive for 2 or 3 hours and you're talking a whole different language, a whole different culture. So the diversity, makes it really, really exciting. Also in Asia is booming. Okay. Asia is booming in particular. China is going to be a super powerhouse in terms of network distribution as companies enter China legally and that's a key is not to take shortcuts but really enter legally. So there's so many opportunities, but again, Simon, what I see is that every single country people are hungry. People are there's two things that they want to do. Number one that I found is they want to live longer. So if you have a product or service that helps people live longer, congratulations. And the second thing, they want to make more money. So they want to enjoy better health and aliveness, and they want to earn more money. And probably about 90% of the network marketing companies that I see out there help people live longer, feel good, and help people make a little bit or a whole lot of extra money. So the opportunities are massive in anywhere you go. There's not an exception in the world that we can think of where people say, well, no, we've got enough. And, plus we're not interested in feeling good. So every country is open.
What are some mistakes that have you seen people make when they expand globally? I mean, they go too early, too soon, or that the grass is greener mentality. Cause you still said US is still like the top market, right? What are some mistakes you've seen people make?
Yeah, exactly what you're just saying, you know, what we find a lot is the person wants to open up a new country when they haven't even spoken to their neighbor on the right and the neighbor on the left, which is ridiculous. Here's the thing. Always start your business local. Always start your business local. What does that mean? If you only had a bicycle, you could be able to probably reach the top rank in your company just on your bicycle, visiting your customers, right? And so why is that so important? Because you want to establish a base close to home. You want to establish your home base. Why? Because it's not expensive to get on your bike. You don't even need gasoline. And you can, and if there's a problem, you can get on your bike and go visit them, look at them face to face. And once you develop your system and once you develop your strategy, it should be able to simply replicate no matter what language you're speaking. But if you can't develop in a small local area, forget about going to Japan and going to Africa and here's the other thing, what I always talk to distributors about that want to grow in different markets, which is, it sounds exciting, you know, to grow in all these markets until you have to start paying for the flight, until you have to start paying for your hotels, until you have to start paying for all the associated expenses. And it's like, wait a second. It's true. My neighbor on the right and left doesn't even know that I'm in the business. And what am I doing spending all this money? So really let the company, whatever company you're working for, if you develop local, low cost, develop that cash flow. And if your company is in different multiple countries and you want to expand, let that cash flow and let that revenue support you. Okay. Instead of doing it the other way around, you go bankrupt really quick doing things like that. So yeah. I see the common mistake, Simon, is for distributors to go into new countries when they don't have the financial backing or the success rhythm. They have not developed their success rhythm, but they're going to try to duplicate a bad system in a new country. So, yeah.
That's a great way to put it. The success rhythm, that's actually really, you know, you can start with your bicycle. I love that. You can reach the top rank of your company on your bicycle. And that's so true, because most people, they prejudge prospects. They don't talk to the neighbors left and right. Very, very good advice there. And that, by the way, ML Nation, please share that. Give it a thumbs up and the hearts. And if you're listening on the podcast, hit the rewind button, because you really need to listen to that. You know, I think we're human. We tend to think, oh, it's easier there. But like Shane says, after you pay for the flight and hotels, and in a lot of countries you have to pay for other people's meals, you realize, hey, at the net, your net profits will be way more when you build at home. So get on that bicycle. You don't need to pay for gas or petrol. Hey, out of all the millions of millions of the stuff that you've made and all the great accomplishments, what is your proudest moment in network marketing?
My proudest moment is in the relationship that we've created with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and of course, Think and Grow Rich, in my opinion, is the it's the all-time best-selling business book in history. More than a million millionaires, said that's the book. When I read that book, everything started to change in my business. So I've developed a really, really amazing relationship. And one of the philosophies and one of the principles is that if we build and if you learn how to develop leadership, if you learn how to build leadership starting with yourself, everything can grow. Okay, no matter what your product or service is, leadership is so important. So my proudest is the close relationship that I've been able to form with that foundation.
You said building leadership starts with yourself. What are some ways, like, you know, a newbie here, how can they become a better leader?
Just read the book. That's end of training right there. And not just once, Simon. And I can tell you what I did. You know, I read the book when I was 19 years old. And the first time I read the book, and I'm for those that have not read the book and you're dreaming about becoming financially independent, you're dreaming. If you haven't read that book, if it's true that a million millionaires said that's the book that changed everything in my business, and you haven't read the book, just don't admit it, okay? Just don't admit that you haven't read the book. But what I did was I read the book, and the first time I was in shock because I was told by my parents and by my teachers and by my relatives and by the friends that success was lucky. If you had success, it's because you're lucky. Of course, Simon, your success in network marketing, it must have been lucky. You know, it was lucky that you got into a good company. It was lucky that you had a good product, and it was lucky that you ran into some good people. That's crazy stuff, right? It's lucky that you drive a nice car. And my parents used to say, look at that person living in a beautiful house. Aren't they lucky? Look at, they have such a great relationship, or they have so much money in the bank. Aren't they lucky? Well, there's no greater lie that's ever been told. Think and Grow Rich tore that down and said, wait a second, success has nothing to do with luck. It doesn't have to do with your background, what school you went to. It doesn't have to do with who, you know, where you were born, or it has to do with your thinking. It has to do everything with your thinking. And so I reread the book the second time and the third time and the fourth time. And every time I read the book, I would have a specific target, a specific goal that I wanted to accomplish. That was a crazy goal. You know, my first goal when I was 19 is I wanted to buy a house. My own house for myself when I was nine. I just started working, had no money in the bank. When I read the book the first time, my parents were not rich. My parents had never owned real estate, and they didn't have a background on real estate. I'd had no experience in real estate. And I said, yeah, I'm going to create such a massive goal that if I hit that goal, I'm going to know it was because I applied the principles and that these principles work. And so I read the book and reread the book and reread the book, and I'm focusing on every principle. How could that help me, you know, buy my house? How could that help me? And I read it again and again. Well, the bottom line, I know it was a crazy goal to buy a house in a year at 19 years old, you know, within 1 year, but I didn't reach the goal, unfortunately, or fortunately, because it only took me 6 months to buy my first house. And so once that happened, I knew that those principles, following those principles, you can accomplish anything, any goal, any dream can become a reality, but you've got to have a strategy, and you've got to have a philosophy, and you've got to be following principles that you know are going to be, you know, that have been time tested and proven.
Awesome. And ML Nation, if you haven't read it, yes, don't admit it. And you're just dreaming. Go get Think and Grow Rich. And if you like audiobooks, listen to Think and Grow Rich. You know, for me, you read it the first time. I mean, the first time I read, I had no idea what the heck I was reading, because it was such a shock to me, because I was brought up by just hard work or lucky, nothing about the minds. You just think and you can grow rich. So it took me, like, I had to listen to the abridged version a few times before, like, I think four or five times, but went back to the book and start making sense. And so ML Nation, go get the book. And if you haven't already, you can get a free audio too at mlnationbook.com. Go listen to Think and Grow Rich. Listen to them, like, just once or twice, many, many, many times, like Shane said. ML Nation, do you want to grow your business faster and make 2017 your best year ever? then you must go to my training, No BS, No Hype USA in Los Angeles, or No BS, No Hype in Australia on the Gold Coast. Now, you probably already seen on Facebook what people have said about my training workshops, or the videos, what I've done in Australia, and now I'm bringing my No BS, No Hype training to North America as well. This three-day event is on January 27, 28, 29 in Los Angeles and will feature not only 3 days of training from me, but you also learn from seven-figure and multiple six-figure earners. And right now, you can get up to $400 off. Yes, you can save up to $400 and get your early bird tickets at mlmnation.net/events. And for my friends down under in Australia, I've got something super exciting for you as well. We're also doing our first major big generic training event in Australia and the Gold Coast on June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd. This would be at least 10 times better, I promise. If you like my previous trainings, this will be at least 10 times better than my normal workshops. Go check it out at mlmnation.net/events. Now, if you listen to MLM Nation, you already know how the major breakthroughs for almost all the leaders came at an event. And now it's your turn to have that breakthrough. So go make the best investment you can today and attend No BS, No Hype. Go to mlnation.net/events. Again, that's mlnation.net/events. And I look forward to seeing you there. So, hey, Shane, thank you so much for your time. As we wrap up, some really quick questions to prick your brain, okay? And one of them, and these are going to be short answers, one of them is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
Anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. That one there is my all-time favorite. If you can conceive it and if you can really believe it, then you would not have the ability to think it if it couldn't be a reality.
I love that, and that's on page one of Think and Grow Rich. I love that.
Well, here's another one for you. Here's a bonus, right? I like to say, don't do it now, just do it right now, right? Mm. Don't do it now, do it right now. So when you're thinking about calling someone, when you're thinking about moving your business forward, when you're thinking about doing something that's going to move you forward in the direction of your goals and the direction of your dreams, don't do it now, do it right now. Immediately, get it done. Yeah.
That is really, really good because procrastination kills everyone, right? What is one habit that's helped you become successful?
Persistence, just like you. Persistence. Never give up. Never, ever, ever, ever give up. Just stay persistent. And when someone says no, it doesn't mean no. It just means no, not right now. But ask me again. So, okay, are you ready now? No. Okay, how about now? No. How about, that's what children do, right? That's what children do. No, no, you can't have that. Not now. Okay, how about now?
And then, like you said, timing is everything. It took like almost 2 years to get you on the show, and it's time. I really appreciate it. What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
I think the best piece of advice that I've ever received is he who holds the marker makes the money. The advice is what he was saying was that if you don't master your presentation, you're dreaming. You've got to practice, and then it just becomes part of breathing. When you're breathing, you're doing your presentation, and that's how you really develop long-term success in this industry. So that to me was one of the best pieces of advice that I ever received.
What's your favorite prospecting tool? So say you have a qualified prospect. Do you send them an online video or do you meet face-to-face, belly-to-belly and use a flip chart or use an iPad presentation or do you webinar? What do you like to use?
Okay, so my answer might not, it's not definitely not technology. My best is a sample. If you really love or a sample of the service or a sample of the product, whatever your product, my sample is everything. So I call it a tool. I think it's an incredible marketing tool because if your product and if your company's in the MLM space, they better have a good product, and most companies do. If they're they're growing, they have a great product. So sample that product and let people enjoy the benefits of the product. And so to me is the number one tool. The brochures, the CDs, the online stuff all comes later on, but eventually the prospect is going to want to try the product. They're going to want to try. So I say sample.
Hmm. Do you have a favorite app on your phone or online resource like a Dropbox or Evernote that you could recommend?
Not really. Skype. I love Skype. 90% of my business, or not business, but I like Skype, and I, you know, and of course the webinar, the different webinar tools, because it's a great training, tool, to be able to, again, not sell or convince people, but more, I like to use it more once the person is involved in the business, that you can teach them, take them by the hand and teach them how to get started properly. I mean, that's the, probably the best, another, you know, investment that you can make is teach your new distributors what to do. Most of them just don't have a clue. They've never been in the industry or have not had success. And if you can, again, master the art of teaching your baby distributor how to walk, you'll create wealth for yourself and your family for generations to come.
What drives and motivates you now? You've made millions and millions. You've had a lot of success. What motivates you to wake up and do what you do now?
That's a great question. It's not about money anymore. It was in the beginning. Don't get me wrong. Now it's not. It's about enjoying success. It's about, taking someone from zero and helping them become independent, helping them to become free and to watch that growth and to watch that enthusiasm and to know that, you know, wherever they are, to me, I don't really care where the person is today when they get started. What I care about, where are they going to be in 18 months from now? And we lay out a plan, an 18-month plan, step by step by step. And so you've got your 18-month plan, or you might even have your 6-month plan and your 1-month plan. But I love watching and growing organizations.
And that's what I love so much about this business. Like, we all get started, join it for the money, but ultimately it's about the fulfillment and helping others, right?
Exactly.
Because the money afterwards is like whatever, right? Like, extra million doesn't make that much of a difference, but the fulfillment you get in changing someone's lives, you can't put a price on that. That's really, really impactful.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the last question. The $1 million question. You ready?
I'm ready.
So imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one. Okay, you didn't know anyone, but yet all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. So you're kind of like an alien that went to another planet. What's the first thing you do, or the first place you go, to find prospects and build an MLM business from scratch?
Okay, obviously it would depend on the product, but to me, knowing what I now know, getting started, I would stay in the zone, in what I call zone one. Okay, there are 4 different zones, but I would stay in zone one no matter what, no matter how big. Stay in zone one. Zone one is when you're sampling your product or when you're retailing your product. You're in zone one. That's where the money is. The money is in zone one. Zone one is when you're following up with someone. You know, zone one is when you sign up new distributors and when you're teaching new distributors how to get started. So the zone one is basically sampling, retailing, you know, signing up new distributors, following up, and teaching people how to get started. Stay in that zone all day long, all day long. Most distributors, they don't know what to do every day. They're enthusiastic about their company or their product or their service, but they don't really know what to do. And so my recommendation, if I had to start over, just stay in zone one, stay in zone one. Zone two is when you start managing other people who are in zone one. There's no money in managing other people who are in zone one. The money is in the zone one. Even worse than zone two, Simon, is if you get into zone three. You know, zone three is terrible. It's when you're managing people because they've been watching you. So they start managing and they're managing the people in zone one. And it just doesn't get worse, you know, than zone three, unless you, of course, you're in zone four. And zone four is when you're managing people who are managing and people who get stuck in zone four. And you know who you are. You know, you want to quit the industry because there's no money. You say the industry doesn't work because there's no money. No, the reason there's no money is because you forgot about zone one. And so the $1 million tip, if I had to start over again, and I would just stay in that zone every day. Stay in zone one. Retailing, sampling, follow up, sign up new distributors, help people get started, and just stay in that zone, and the money will come.
Hey, so where would you go meet prospects? So you're in zone one. Where would you go? Do you go online or do you go to cafe shops?
To me, I'm kind of a shy guy, believe it or not. I'm really shy. And so I like to meet people that I already know. I want to talk to people I know, but what I really got good at is.
You don't know anyone.
Oh, you're dropping me into a
different planet.
Okay. That I would just go to a coffee shop, period. I mean, everybody's friendly at a coffee shop. I would just meet people anywhere. It doesn't really matter. I'd go buy something. Go buy a pair of pants. Go buy a pair of shoes. Go look at some cars. Go live just life, just walking around, enjoying your life. Don't change anything. I wouldn't necessarily go to a certain place because I wanted to go recruit. I would live my life because you're going to run into nice people everywhere you go. And so what I really pay attention to, Simon, is just the energy of the people I run into and say, would I like that person in my business? You know, what I like to, and so there are so many fantastic people, all over the world, I wouldn't necessarily target a specific place, but if I was thirsty, maybe I'd go have a coffee, or if I was hungry, maybe I'd go to the restaurant, and I would always be able to meet people, there on my way. Maybe I take a taxi, and most taxi drivers are very nice, and they like to talk, you know, or maybe I could get a haircut, right? And talk to the person, just go somewhere new and get a haircut and talk to the people. They're trying to make money. They're trying to provide better for their families. And you just start developing that rapport.
Awesome. Hey, as we wrap up, any last words of advice? And then what's the best way listeners can connect with you?
ShaneMoran.com is easy. And, Facebook. And I think I'm on Twitter. I don't know how to use all that stuff, Simon. I said, I'm going to have to take a lesson or two from you, to get hooked up in this technology. But last piece of advice is stay committed, stay loyal, to your company, whatever company you're in, stay loyal. And really your biggest work is going to be in bringing people together. Okay. Bringing people together. Now, when people are not making money, it's easy to do. But when people start making money, when distributors start making money and some of them make big money, it gets harder and harder to keep people together. It's like herding cats. And so focus on your leadership. Focus on your leadership skills and become the best leader that you can become. And that's how I think you can grow a massive, massive business. Miss that leadership part of developing your own leadership and working hard on yourself, and it becomes very difficult. It becomes a grind to build a large organization.
Hey, ML Nation. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you've been hanging out with a multiple seven-figure earner, Shane Moran. So keep up the momentum and go to mlnation.net and just type in Shane, S-H-A-N-E, S-H-A-N-E at the search bar, and the show notes or the nuggets of wisdom will be right there. In order to be successful in network marketing, you must help others. So Shane, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful to you. And we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much, Shane. This is awesome. This is totally worth the 2 years of follow-up. So thank you so much again, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
ML Nation, don't forget, if you want a major breakthrough in your business, then you must go to my training, No BS, No Hype USA in Los Angeles, or No BS, No Hype in Australia on the Gold Coast. And right now, you can save up to $400 with an early bird ticket. Just go to mlnation.net/events. Again, mlnation.net/events, and I look forward to seeing you there. ML Nation, woo, this was one of the best shows ever, and you can tell the difference between someone's earning, and not to discredit people who earn six figures, but of people who are really the legends in profession earning multiple seven figures, Shane Moran. Make sure you go to mlnation.net and connect with him. Just type in on the search bar, Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Shane Moran. For those who are watching on the Facebook Live, is the video is on there as well. You can definitely like him, connect with him, okay, on his Facebook. But go to the show notes page. The links of all the great nuggets are on there. Now, he was a guy who was, he got attracted to network marketing. He didn't want to do it, but he got attracted because of the personal development. Okay. The personal development with it. And I love it. He's talking about mistakes. I'm going to jump right into the mistakes he made. Okay. And how he got started, he read Think and Grow Rich. He talked about Think and Grow Rich how many times? That is the book. I love it. He says, if you want to make money and have never read Think and Grow Rich, you are dreaming. You're dreaming. That is like no BS, no hype. I agree. You're dreaming. Get real. You have a hobby. You're not going to be successful. In other words, you're not going to be successful. Go read that book, Think and Grow Rich. They interviewed over a million millionaires, and they all said that was the number one book, Think and Grow Rich. Now, the first time you read it, you may not get it. First time I read it, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know what it was about. I had to listen to the abridged version a few times. I got it, and then I went back to read it, okay? Every Millionaire's read Think and Grow Rich. Go read it. It's not about your skills. It's all about up here, the noodle up there, the things between your 2 ears, okay, your brain, how you think. It teaches you. So some mistakes Shane made, even though he's very successful, is he didn't make much money beginning because he talked too much, okay? You got to talk less to more people. Write that down. Take action on that. Talk less to more people. He talked too much. And this business is about, I love the analogy of potato chips, right? You give some people a potato chip, you give one potato chip, and what happens? Ooh, people like it. They want to come back for more. You don't force them to eat the whole potato chip. If I say you got to eat the whole bag of potato chips right now, you'd be like, no way, I don't want to do this. It's bad for you. It's unhealthy. It's I'm full. But you've given one chip? We know how those companies get us, right? One chip, and then you want another one, and another one, and keep coming back. That's one of the best analogies. It's the potato chip. Network marketing is like potato chips. Give them one a little bit at a time, and they will come back. Okay? Next, this is really good advice. He who holds the marker makes all the money. Right? So basically, it's the one who's presenting. You gotta be a presenter, right? Now you can make some money to start off, but you wanna make big money, you gotta be learning to present. And what he said that, go ask friends for practice. That's great advice. If you ask all your friends, hey, can I practice on you? I bet you eventually some of your friends will either buy the product or join. And that's what happened to you. Act as a takeaway moment. Today, this week, ask one or two friends, hey, can I practice on you? And see what happens, okay? Share and let me know. Go back to the Facebook page and let me know how that happens. Or let Shane Moran know. Reach out to him. Okay, mlnation.net. Go search for Shane. Thank him. It's an awesome show. Ask your friends, hey, can I practice on you? Really good stuff. Now, the next thing is, do you want to make money or you make wealth? And wealth comes from helping others, okay? This business is about helping others and duplicating. That's actually one of my aha moments. I sponsor a lot of people, but I didn't have really fast duplication until like 2007 when I actually realized, hey, Simon Chan was great at sponsoring, but I sucked in teaching, right? And getting fast growth was when I learned to really be a teacher. I focus on teaching training, and actually a lot of the training, the things, a lot of times people say, again, I'm not bragging about myself, but people saying that I'm a good effective trainer comes from those aha moments where I had no duplication. Again, the worst moments bring you the best moments. I had a lot of people quitting. That's when I had to change myself, become a good trainer, and that's actually created the duplication. Creating simple things, again, getting people to say less to more people. Not talking more, say less to more people. And MLM's best during tough times. And right now, where, as of this recording, 2016, you know, every 8-10 years, things will go bad. It's been like about 9 years, 10 years since the last recession. The next is going to hit bad. Again, hit bad. So people are going to lose jobs. Real estate is going to crash. Stock market is going to go down. It's proven. Every 8 to 10 years, it's study history. Okay, history repeats itself. We're not in the same time, and network marketing is going to take off. Network marketing always takes off during the tough times. You can go back to ML Nation. A lot of the top leaders I've interviewed on the show, they actually were people who got involved in network, never did network marketing before, got involved during the bad times or during recession, 07, 08, 09, 09 periods, right? So, and I like that, Michael. Yes, practice presenting to your warm markets. Okay, that is actually, and there's no pressure as well. And they don't feel like you're selling them. A lot of times they will actually join or buy products just to help you. A couple other things is, you know, everyone wants to live longer, earn more money, right? That's why this is such an awesome business. Now, a couple other things is always set up your business local, okay? The big mistake people make is going global and going out of market, building new markets too quickly. And he said it right. Everyone can reach the top rank of your company with your bicycle. Because most of the time, your neighbors left and right, people live in front of you, back behind you, above you, below you, they don't know about the business. They don't know about network marketing. So build local, because I'm telling you, and I knew this, I've seen people fail so much of the time, they haven't built a sustainable local business, and they start expanding, they pay for plane tickets, they pay for hotels, and especially in a lot of countries, you have to pay for the meals, you got to pay for everyone, and you're not even making a dime. And then you look at it, yeah, you sign up a couple people, but you actually lost more money than you made. Okay, so build locally. You gotta have something that's a routine, a success routine, right? A success routine of things happening before, and of duplication, leads going before you can expand, right? A couple of other things. You gotta build leadership before you can grow. And you know, also Shane was a shy person. That's actually very motivating. You know, shy does not mean you can't do the business. Okay, don't do it. You know, do it right now. I love that. Don't just do it. Do it right now. Whatever you think of, do it right now. Okay? That's what you gotta do. Do it right now. Last thing I want to end with you is, you know, two other things is fulfillment, right? This business is about getting fulfillment. It's not about the money. This guy's made multiple seven figures, still fulfilled. Why? It's this business, again, is having a positive impact on someone's life. That's what keeps them going. Last thing is for four zones. Zone one is when you're actually making money. Prospecting, signing up, recruiting. That's what makes you money. Zone two, we get into management stage. We start managing the people we bring in. Your income starts plateauing, and then eventually drops. Zone three, you're managing the people in zone one. You're managing the managers. Zone four, you're managing the managers of the managers. And that's when your business totally collapses. It dies. And then you say, oh, network marketing doesn't work. It absolutely does work. The reason it didn't work is you got it out of your zone. Zone one, you always got to lead by example, prospecting, recruiting. And one more thing. The last thing is, in terms of who he pays attention to, he pays attention to the energy of a person. That determines whether someone is going to be good or not. And energy, you want people like that, right? Can people, and you got to have good energy. Go out there, be positive. It's not, again, what you say, it's how you say it, and say less, but talk to more people and avoiding the four zone. Awesome, awesome training. Multiple seven-figure earners, Shane Moran. Definitely connect with him. And go to MLNation.net, search for Shane. And also, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Not for us, just for the team or for distributors, but helping people find the show. So on Apple and on iTunes, when people see that MLNation's got tens of thousands of reviews, hey, what does that tell about profession? What does that tell to your prospects? Hey, that we're legit, right? So please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. And thank you all for watching. Hey, I'm loud and proud. Just so inspiring to talk to a seven-figure earner still out there giving back. Thanks again to Shane Moran. And remember, we're in the profession to help others. So go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.
Thank you so much for joining us today on MLM Nation. Head over to MLMNation.net for full recaps of every show, our training articles, and helpful resources. Your MLM success is waiting for you. So prepare to take off.